This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Doesn't matter how many people stop us in the street and say, you know what, that shower thoughts thing you do on the show makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah, we've had a few of them and we're awkward. Just like, you know what, yeah. Suck it up because we have fun and Hamish needs to have a shower.
So once a week we jump into our separate shower cubicles here at the radio station and we have a shower.
Yeah.
We do it mainly because I only have one shower a week, but also because when you're in the shower you come up with some random thoughts. Everybody does it.
Everyone does, and we love to share those thoughts with everyone because we think it's really something that everyone's thinking.
Yeah.
Well, occasionally.
Don't know about that, but let's jump in again and see what kind of random thoughts we can come up with.
Mm. When you alphabetize something, does the Avengers go under T or A? Because I feel like everyone needs to get on the same page.
Oh, yeah, good point.
I feel like A, otherwise yeah, it'd have to be A.
There's a lot of T's. Yeah.
Let's make a decision. Everybody, ignore the "the".
Ignore the "the". Mm. Put the word Avengers, then a comma, space, "the".
Perfect.
Here to help. You know what? A red-headed guy that works in a bakery is technically a gingerbread man.
Yes. Yes.
I think we should always refer to them as that.
I think that's a good idea. Mm. I love that.
I'm sure they'll love it.
No offence.
No.
If I were to become a nudist,
yep.
How would I clean my glasses?
I don't want to know. I'm going to give myself an extra scrub because I feel dirty just thinking about it. Instead of singing, what if birds are actually screaming because they're scared of heights? Think about it. Think about it.
What a world we live in. I had lasagna the other night. Really, if you think about it, it's just spaghetti-flavoured cake.
It is. It is.
It's like a savoury version. Yeah.
And
of
I
cake.
Like it. I like it a lot.
Mm.
Let's catch up with a couple of dudes that have changed the block, in my view, because they've made it far more entertaining. Mm-hmm. And that is Sticks and Wombat. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys going? Have you had much sleep in the last couple of weeks while waiting for the block to finish on our TVs?
We didn't get much sleep last night. We were actually down at the block doing the open houses yesterday, which was absolutely hectic.
I saw that there were people lining up for days to get in, people that had brought their swags along and slept overnight. One lady that was at the front of the line had slept there since Friday.
What?
It was just insane. How many people did you have through the house?
There was over 10,000 people that went through all the houses.
Wow.
How do you guys feel about having fans like that? It would be quite a shock to suddenly go from just two guys from the coast to having all these screaming people outside the house wanting photos with you.
Yeah, totally. A little girl nearly lost her mind yesterday and I was just like, just settle down. It's going to be okay.
How many people wanted to touch the beard?
Well, we were quite lucky. We actually had, I think it was 250 beards that were given out to other people so they could just touch their own.
Touch their own beard.
Perfect.
Champion. All right, guys, on the show last night, you looked really, really tired. In fact, everybody did. Completely worn out after 11 weeks worth of really hard work.
A little delusional as well.
Yeah, exactly. 1 week to go, this final week. Cast your mind back. Was it a hectic week? There's a lot of repair that you have to do on previous work. What were your thoughts?
The thoughts were, how are we going to get some sleep? I remember being that fly-blown and just going, how are we going to even get through the week? We haven't had sleep days. And then, luckily we had the least amount of defects in our house, so we didn't have to do as much as what others had to do. But, such a big week on its own. So much painting, you know. The front area and all the garden out the front was just a massive week.
When it comes down to it, like, you guys don't get a lot of sleep and none of the couples do, and it would have to affect the different relationships being so highly strung and stressed and emotional, yet you guys are obviously still mates after this. How'd you survive it?
Oh, you know, they put you through all the stress. That's how they make the TV show. That's what it's all about.
It's got to be entertaining.
How they create the drama. But, we just battle on through it. If anything needed to be said, we just say it and get on with it, you know. We're both there to do a job and
and take on a challenge. So that's how we looked at it.
So we're into the final week now. Have you put a number on how much you're looking for the house? I know they get the experts in and all that kind of stuff, but you yourself, what would you guys be happy with as far as cash goes?
I think around 9-10 million should be quite
easy.
Nice.
I reckon you guys will get that easy done. Perfect.
Hopefully our reserves are around 2.
And then you take home 8 mil.
There we go.
That'd be nice.
Don't have to work for the rest of your lives. Guys, it's been a pleasure catching up with you this morning. Good luck for this week and good luck for the sale of the property.
It's going to be awesome. We can't wait. We are rooting for you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
It was a rainy and wet weekend. I was forced to stay indoors, and I'm sure I'm not alone. There would have been a lot of people stuck indoors across the weekend, went a little stir-crazy.
Yes.
I'm one of those people, and as a result, I have come up with a couple of rainy day songs because I had to entertain myself.
Aren't your kids entertaining enough?
Oh, they were, but they got bored of me, so they walked away and said, "Dad, you know, you're not playing Lego with us anymore.
Right.
You don't play fairly." So I've written a couple of songs. I've voiced a couple of songs. I'm not going to say I've sung a couple of songs because I can't sing.
Right.
But I'm going to play them for you, all right? The first one is my reworking of Khalid's song, which is this one.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could.
Good song, Young, Dumb, and Broke.
One of my favourite songs of the moment. If you
not
ruin
for long.
This, oh.
Here's my reworking, and it's a rainy day song, so I've incorporated the weather into it. Mm. Enjoy.
So you're still going out there. I really don't think you should. I cannot give you a raincoat. You know I wish I could. It's teeming down out there now. You could get caught in it. Then you'll be young, dumb, and soaked right down into the skin. You'll be young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and soaked. Young,
when
dumb,
will it end?
Young, young, dumb, and soaked. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and soaked right down into the skin.
All right. Okay. So
my favourite bit.
I went a little crazy. I went a little stir crazy.
Yeah, a little.
All right, so that was that one. Then I decided to rework this one.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind.
All right, Imagine Dragons and Thunder. You didn't think with a title like Thunder, you know, there'd be a lot more talk about rain in there. There isn't. It's just really just like thunder and lightning. That's the only bit that refers to rain. So
seems like a lot of it.
Yeah, so I reworked that one. I apologise. Check this out. It was raining all weekend. I was uptight. Want to get out. I was dreaming of sunny days when they would just go outside and play. Not today, though. Stuck inside now. Watch the box, read a book, have a seat by the window. Watch it raining. There was lightning and stacks of thunder.
Thunder, thunder,
thunder.
Thunder.
I finished it about there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't want to do the chorus?
Nah. I thought we could sing that together. Nope. Okay. So anyway.
Oh my God, this rain needs to end. You are going a little bit loopy.
I'll tell you now, if we continue to have rain, I will continue to sing. I've got another one in the works.
No.
And I will throw it on tomorrow's show.
I need to have a chat to Mother Nature.
You do.
If you've ever lived with a housemate or a flatmate or a roomie, then you know that sometimes you don't always agree with how things run in the household. Yep. There's always a couple of little things that get on your nerves that the other person does. And there's been a bit of a viral post because of one such thing that this guy just cannot stand. And he sent a text to all of his housemates just to make sure that they picked up their socks and got on board. And he said, "Guys, I don't mean to sound like I'm nagging, but I've noticed that the swivel stools are all at different heights sometimes. And I just think if you've used a stool, you should return it to its full height before leaving the kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't want to come in from a long day of lectures to see all the stools at different heights." Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Let it go,
buddy. I feel
like
there are bigger fights to fight.
Yeah.
I just think that is absolutely ridiculous. But it got me to thinking when I had a housemate back when I was in Orange, and my housemate used to reorganise a dishwasher before turning it on every single time. Because supposedly, I don't know how to stack dishes.
Don't know how to stack dishes?
Nah.
Wow.
They're going to get clean no matter what. As long as, you know, they're not stuck together.
You just
who
throw
cares?
Them in there. Throw them in there.
No, I put them in an orderly fashion, but not the way that she wanted them.
Wow.
So she would reorganise them. And she used to get really bitter about it.
Yeah, right. I lived with a person once who rearranged when they moved in. They rearranged my cutlery drawer.
Oh, my God. No, that's annoying. It has to be in the right order.
What?
It has to be.
It doesn't. Well, I thought it was in the right order. It was in my order. It was the right order. It's not like I had everything in there willy-nilly all amongst itself.
There was a divider.
I had the knives and the forks and the spoons all separate.
Yeah.
But because I had, knives, forks, spoons.
What did they change it to?
She wanted knives, spoons, forks.
No, that's wrong. That is very wrong. Knives, forks, spoons. That's how it goes on the table. That's how it goes in the drawer.
Well, you're preaching to the converted.
We want to know at 13, 12, 16. If you have or had a housemate, what are the petty things that they installed in the household?
What did they do? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. We've got Luke on the line. Luke, what happened in your household?
Well, my housemate would always get petty about the fact that I never wore pants around the house. We're guests coming. I'm sitting there at the computer playing games with no pants on.
Right.
Are we talking completely nude or underwear?
Oh, no, nude. I had a shirt on, so I half covered everything.
I don't know if that's petty. Like, I feel like that's a fair complaint.
I think that's a legitimate complaint that he just asked.
Mum, shield your eyes!
That you have your pants on when there's other people. Could you possibly move your PC or whatever into another room where...
It's private.
Yeah.
Well, it was in the kitchen, so probably it was a bad idea.
You'd really lose your appetite, wouldn't you?
All right, Luke, thanks very much for the call.
Anytime. I'm actually looking for a housemate, by the way.
Yeah. Yep. Good luck with that.
Keep looking. By the sounds of things, you'll be looking for a while.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.